an ode to the late Baroque. It's Art Talk on KCRW. French painter Jean-Honoré Fragonard is best known for his Rococo scenes of pleasure and play, lavishly dressed men and women enjoying the good life in the years before the French Revolution. Well, one of the revolutions, anyway. They were masterpieces in their own right, to be sure, but not the typical source material for contemporary artists. But KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohoyoska Phillips says that's exactly what artist Jessie Mockrin explores in her show, The Progress of Love, which is on display at the Knight Gallery just south of downtown Los Angeles. And Hunter is right here with us right now. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
All right, how common is it for a contemporary artist to create a show inspired by classic periods like Baroque?
Exactly. Not common at all, which is what drew my attention to her work, because a lot of contemporary art now is based on sort of immediate predecessors, earlier contemporary art or early modern art, but you don't see many painters going back to figuration on this level, you know, really the high, complex organization of space and people and also the Rococo period to boot.
Who are these 18th century artists that we're talking about that Mockrin celebrates?
Well, Fragonard and Boucher, François Boucher, who was his teacher, these were the favorites of the monarchy, the kings Louis XV, Louis XVI. And when you look at their scenes of pleasure and play and sumptuous outfits, you get a sense of why that French Revolution took place shortly after this painting was painted. The swing is the basis for this show. It's one of Fragonard's most important paintings, and it's in London in the Wallace Collection, and it depicts a young woman being pushed on a swing that's suspended from a tree branch, and her lover or her potential lover is getting a glimpse of what happens under her petticoats as she goes up. She's thrilled by this possibly because you see her little pink satin shoe flying in the air for him to catch. And
very whimsical.
Very whimsical and very suggestive, sexually suggestive. Mockrin doesn't recreate this exact painting. She takes sections of the painting and enlarges them so they have a more contemporary feel. So what you'll see in this show is the little pink shoe and the outstretched hand and the abundance of petticoats, but you won't see the entire narrative that Fragonard painted. It was commissioned to paint by a wealthy male patron.
So it's like you're looking at this work on a smartphone, and you have your index finger and thumb, and you like zoom in a little bit on these little pieces. Is that what you're saying?
And that's a great comparison. That's exactly what makes them contemporary, that they are based on photographic cropping. You're not having the entire narrative as painted by Fragonard. You're having fragments of the highlights almost. You'll see gestures that are elusive of a sensual reading. You'll see a pair of hands, or you'll see a pale naked thigh with some fabric wrapped around it, but you won't see figures involved completely. You'll see them just fragments of people and their clothing. And that's what really makes the works so interesting to me. They take place in a kind of a shallow space, and they're very contemporary, even though they're based on an earlier mode of painting.
Very contemporary, and I would guess, just by your description, very relatable to an audience today.
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, sensuality never goes out of style, and neither does beauty. And these paintings have both in abundance. And it's also, I think, refreshing to see artists go back to this kind of these paintings stand the test of time. It's refreshing to see artists draw from history and not always just from the previous generation, whether it be conceptual art or minimal art. It's really nice to see an artist go back to sort of classic figure painting, but do it in an entirely unique way that is her own expression.
And you'll be able to see it for the next few days until Saturday. The show closes this Saturday. Mockrin's show, The Progress of Love, at the Knight Gallery, just south of downtown Los Angeles. Hunter Drohoyoska Phillips with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, glad you joined us today.
Thank you, Steve.